Welcome, everybody, to episode 782 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, joined by my trusty cohort, Eric the Great. Breakman the Bold will not be joining us tonight. I can't really get into it, just want to give a shout out to Break and let him know that we are thinking of him, and hopefully he'll be back next week. So there we go. Eric, how are you, dude?
I'm mostly okay.
Well, that's good. It's better to be mostly okay than not okay, you know what I mean? But why don't we get started right away, Eric? We've got tons and tons of news.
Oh, yeah.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, first story, please.
First story is, I was adding movies to the list, but you want to start early so I didn't have the...
Yeah, I'll start. Okay, the first story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Sandland demo now available. I know we talked about this, this game. This was, this is Toriyama-inspired art, right, Eric?
He is the manga artist and author of that series.
Yeah. So I think this is a game we should try to support April 26th. So the demo
also it looks more Metal Max than most recent Metal Max games.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, aside from Metal Docks, which is a spinoff, but I mean, if you're gonna play a modern Metal Max game, play Metal Docks instead of Metal Max Xenor Reborn.
Yeah, this looks good. I think I'll check it out for sure. All right, Eric. Next story.
Now I'm itching to even play Metal Saga because, despite knowing about it and owning it on my PS2, I never got around to actually playing it. Yeah. And I'm trying to like figure out whether or not I should play it on the Steam Deck through a PS2 emulator, or just try to run PS2 emulator on this aging PC of mine and see if it will still play.
Yeah. All right. You ready for the next story? We got to get through these pretty quickly, Eric. I got some stuff to do after we get done here.
From RPG site, Alpha Protocol returns to GOG with a modernized release, and they're selling it for $20 with a 10% launch discount until the 3rd, which already has happened. So now you have to pay it full price. That's only like a whole like $2 or something.
Wow, that's not bad. Not bad at all.
But maybe it'll show up on Steam again in the future as a result of this. But I think CD Projekt Red did it themselves, so who knows if it will show up on other storefronts.
Yeah.
And then while it's technically not a remaster, it does have performance improvements.
Well, good. Very good.
And I think they up the res a bit so that it doesn't look like ass on modern platform or PC.
Yeah. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
The only other way to play this game, because it's been delisted from every other storefront, is to find a physical PS3 or Xbox 360 copy, but that will be in 30 FPS. If that's a problem for you, then it probably won't be, though, because most of the game's automated anyway.
Yeah. All right, anything else, Eric?
Apparently, it was only delisted because of music rights.
Yeah.
But, so I guess they fixed those.
Okay, good.
So maybe it will show up on Steam.
Yeah. All right, let's move on because we got tons of news here, Eric. This comes to us from RPGsite.net. Shin Megami Tensei 5 Vengeance release date moves up to January 14th. So all you Shin Megami Tensei fans, it's moving on up. Good news. June 14th. So there you go. Eric, next story, please.
Next story is that Broken Roads is going to release date. Well, for most platforms, the Switch versions come later because I guess they're having problems trying to get the Switch game working well. But some people were erroneously saying it was canceled.
No.
Which is not the case.
No. These are our friends from Drop Bear Bytes, which we've had on the show before. And maybe we can get them on again to discuss that. We've been anticipating this game.
I should probably contact the directly for code because I think Versus Evil, No, they originally teamed up with Team 17, but they broke on. Now, Versus Evil is the publisher, but I've never contacted them before. And I sent an email a couple of days ago. I've got nothing back from them, though.
Well, let them know that we've had the guys from Drop Bear Bites on
before. I did, but I still got nothing. But okay. It could just be like everybody's taking a week off because of Easter.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Maybe.
Maybe I'll wait. Next week maybe before I start contacting again.
Yeah, contact the guys over at Drop Bear, and they might be able to help facilitate that, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else on that?
Did we say the date? It's April 10th.
Yes, April 10th. All right. Next story.
That'll be PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, and PC.
Okay. Anything else, Eric?
Nope.
Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. And Nautria, Last Song, launches on August 21st for PlayStation 5 and PC. And I was playing a little bit of this video here. I wanted to see a little bit of gameplay, but it looks kind of cool.
They moved it back 2 months.
Yeah.
The thing that's weird here is that the Xbox version has been delayed indefinitely.
Okay, well, maybe they're not coming out with an Xbox version. That's strange.
I think it has more to do with the fact that they're going to do it, but they can't release it along with the PC and PS5 release date because they want to focus on two platforms. Because trying to juggle, four different platforms, if you can count the Xbox Series S, okay, probably made it difficult for them to like release the game and being able to have support for all of them. And I think they want to make the best game possible by just concentrating on two platforms.
Yeah, for now. Sounds good. That sounds like the right move. All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is from RPG site as well, and there's a game called adventure RPG, Malachi, Poison of the Past.
Malachi.
No, it says Malachi.
Malachi
is spelled differently.
Malachi.
There you go. That's probably true.
Yeah. Malachi. There you go.
It's based on the French comic series, which I've never heard of. No release date, so it's really just an announcement trailer. Say, hey, we're doing a thing.
It's sort of like a fantasy Scott Pilgrim type cartoon. What I get from it, so. Very good. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
Apparently, the comic book's like 20 years old.
20? Wow.
It's almost as old as Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we're going to get to my Sweeto in a minute, but just remind me to tell you a statistic when I get to my Sweeto, Eric. All right. Let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net. Tales of Iron 2, Whiskers of Winter, announced for PS5, 4, Xbox Series, Xbox One, Switch, PC, set to release sometime this year. And the announcement trailer, I did get a chance to look at this earlier. It's how do I explain it?
It's basically a 2D Metroidvania Souls-like game.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So think along the lines of like Darkest Dungeon plus, I don't know, Salt and Sanctuary, kind of.
Yeah. The game's got a hand-drawn look to it, too.
Yeah, it looks really pretty. And
I still need to play the first game, and thankfully I still have PS Plus, and I redeemed it off of PS Plus a few months back.
Yeah, okay.
Or maybe it was a year at this point. I can't remember when I got it, but it's a thing I can do now. But I think it might be a part of the extra. So if you got an extra subscription, you can just play it there.
Yeah. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is Final Fantasy 7, or 16, not 7. So this second DLC has got a release date for April 18th, alongside version update 1.3. And you could buy it separately, or you could buy it as part of the $25 expansion pass, which includes the first DLC.
Skodema's in chat. What's up, Skodema? Nice to have you here.
Anyways, the updates include, for the people who just don't want to care about the DLC but might want an update, Unfortunately, while the game's performance has not been improved with this update, it does offer the ability for a quest giver to immediately return. It's the ability to immediately return to your quest giver, so you could finish the quest with the quick complete function. So that's nice, because and before this update, you'd have to go back to talk to the dude to finish it. Instead, it will just say, "Hey, do you want to go to this guy?"
Yeah, well, that's a good quality of life improvement for sure.
And then there's icon updates for important character quests, so I guess they'll be more visible in the map. A new skill set feature which allows players to save up to 5 unique feats and ability sets, which is nice because you might not want to swap them out so constantly all the time. You might just want to be able to flick between different sets.
Yeah.
But that's something that should have been considered from the start, though, honestly. Like, they had the guy from Devil May Cry, like one of the Devil May Cries working on it, and there was a style switch update that came out for the Switch versions. Like, why couldn't you have thought to do that when you were doing this game? You worked on that game.
Yeah.
But, abilities and accessories have been adjusted for easier use. I don't know what that means, really, but maybe like certain accessories, maybe it means that there'll be additional accessory slots, or maybe certain accessories will be combined to have multiple functions built into them, so you don't have to worry about equipping those things that honestly should have been accessibility options instead of accessories. Yeah. Maybe one of those accessories will just be able to let you do 2 of those things or whatever.
Yeah. When it comes out, we'll do it. And I'm sure you're going to be getting this, Eric, and we'll be doing...
I need to do a review for the DLCs, and I need to get the DLC, but I'll wait until the second DLC comes out before I play either of them.
Yeah, Scrotumus Prime. Yeah, there you go, Scrotumus.
And then there's a new custom controller type that allows for free customizable button layouts, also something that should have been out from the start. It's like, why didn't you think to like give player control for being able to adjust controls? But tone correction, which I guess is colors.
Yeah, that has to do with color.
Screen effects and more added to photo mode. So if you really want to make weird looking photos, you can do that now.
Cool.
I wish they'd fix some of the font sizes options that aren't there, because the font is famously hard to read.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as Xenoblade Chronicles X, but it's still not great.
Yeah. All right, we got to move on. Anything else here, Eric?
No, that's it.
All right. Next story comes to us from RPGSide.net. Fate Samurai Remnants, second Records Fragment DLC, releases on April 18th. So there you go.
That's worded wrong. Why don't they just say DLC Pack 2?
I know. That's really weird. Second DLC. For Fate
Samurai. They make it sound like Records Fragment had staggered release, but it didn't.
Right. Okay, next story, Eric.
Next story is Cassette Beast gets an update that allows you to do multiplayer, and it's launching on May 2nd, or no, 20th.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, because it's a Pokemon like clone. So people being able to play online is interesting.
Huh. Okay. I totally dig it. That's cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else?
It says party up to 8 players, all visible in your world as you travel. Oh, so this co-op multiplayer, I guess.
Oh, that's really cool.
Or you can do 1v1 battles if you want. But
yeah. All right. Anything else, Eric?
So they're doing raid battles just like Pokemon, too.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Next story comes to us from RPGSide.net. Final Fantasy XIV Dawn Trail launches on July 2nd. Pre-order bonuses and collector's edition announced. So they got Final Fantasy XIV stuff coming out. Oh, that's the MMO, huh?
Yeah.
And 16.
This is also the same day the Xbox version comes out.
Gotcha. Okay, well, there you go. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is that Neptunia game remaker R-Evolution. Yeah, it's Re-Evolution, but Revolution, get it. It'll come out in North America and Europe on May 14th. And it'll be available for PlayStation 4, 5, and Nintendo Switch, and probably a PC at the later date, because it always gets... IFI always ports the games to PC eventually.
Yeah. There's a really cool biking sequence that I saw in the trailer. It looks cool. It looks very Zelda-like, which is really cool. So,
I think the whole conceit of the game is that you're basically having the goddesses make video games.
Gotcha. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
Nope.
All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Class of Heroes Anniversary Edition and Class of Heroes 2G Remaster Edition launch April 26th for PS5, Switch, and PC. Did you ever get a chance to play?
See, they probably phrased it that way because I'm sure that you'll be able to buy them separately if you don't care for one or the other. But there's probably going to be a bundle for both.
Okay, cool. Did you ever play these games, Eric?
I played a little bit of the first Class of Heroes because I bought it on the PSP on the Vita store
A
while ago, yeah. But I never got around to playing it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. It looks like a really cool old school type fun, and they kind of redid the graphics. And
I think they redid the localization too, because I'm pretty sure Gaijin Works was responsible for Class of Heroes 2G's localization.
Okay. That looks cool. Looks like a really cool old-school turn-based dungeon action. So, there you go. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net, and that is Saga Emerald Beyond Demo coming April 4th for PS5, PS4, Switch, and PC. So, there you go. All right.
The weird thing here is that, like, each platform has a different character you can play as for the demo. Which is bizarre, but kind of interesting at the same time. Because if you have all the platforms, you could just check the performance of each platform if you wanted.
Huh.
But anyways, this is going to be a PS4, PS5, Nintendo Switch, and PC game.
Yeah. I'm guessing, obviously, the PS5 is going to be the best version to run. But I've been surprised before. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got... Flint, Treasure of Oblivion, which is a turn-based pirate RPG.
I'm interested.
Quarter 4 of 2024.
Huh.
For the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC.
I'm looking at the trailer. They don't give much in the way of gameplay. Let's see if they give anything out. Oh, they do. It's kind of, again, a Diablo-like adventure.
Or Pillars of Eternity.
Pillars of Eternity might be a better... way of describing this, but I'm down, man. I like Pillars of Eternity. Have you ever had a chance to play Pillars, Eric?
No.
It's good. It's really good. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Disgaea 7 Complete releases in Japan on July 25th with new story scenario and Asagi as bonus character. So there you go.
I hope the new story shows up in the base version of the game as DLC, because... you're basically screwing over the people that bought the game originally if you don't. So I'm sure it's just the version with all the DLC.
Gotcha. All right, next story, Eric.
This is also from RPGsite, but Front Mission 2 Remake is coming to other platforms. A launch for PlayStation 4, 5, Xbox Series X and X, and Xbox One, and PC via Steam, Epic, and GOG. On April 30th, priced at $35.
Yeah.
And the Switch version is already out. And if you want a physical version of that release, you can import it through the European reseller, or you can go on PlayAsia and buy a multi-language version instead, which is probably the cheaper option.
Scotomai did. I'll talk about it in just a minute here. Trust me, I'm excited.
And that's pretty much it for that.
All right, and then the last story we have is coming to us from RPGsite.net. Freak 5, welcome. Legend of Heroes, Kudo no Kiseki. I think I said that
right. Yeah, I skipped that one. Sorry.
Yeah, Kudo no Kiseki 2, Crimson Sin, launches for the Switch in Japan on July 25th. So there you go. Freak 5, nice to have you here. I don't know if I welcomed you, so hopefully you got that now.
Oh, my homie discount's really old. I need to delete that.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
But there is one that is new.
And is that the Naughty Adult Detective Bundle? All right, we're on to homie discounts. What do we got, Eric?
You've got the Naughty Detective Indie Gala R18+ bundle, adult bundle. For $8 gets you Neko Miko, Playing with My Brother's Wife, Tenkiyame, Nakadashi Banzai 5, Detective Masochist, The Case of the Femdom Torture.
Okay.
Detective Masochist 2, The Case of the Tortured Servant. Detective Masochist 3, which I didn't even know existed until now. The Case of the Naked Truth. I wonder what kind of naked truth. But the last one's Virtual Mage Streamer Raimi.
Yeah. Oh my God, Skotima. You want to know what's a little racist? A midget in the KKK. Oh, man, I thought that was going to be way worse than what it was. I don't know where my mind went. All right, let us move on to...
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
Inquiring Minds Want to Know what you've been playing, Eric.
I played a little bit more Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, but I decided to halt my progress. I'm trying to get the platinum in that game until they fix the thing that makes getting the platinum currently impossible, because they broke a sequence in the side quest that you have to finish to get one of those achievements. But because like no matter what you do, you can't beat this guy's high scores and all the mini games you have to do to complete the side quest. So I'm just going to wait until that's fixed.
All right.
So since I couldn't do that, I watched a bunch of movies and TV shows like X-Men instead, but I also played Final Fantasy VII, the original Final Fantasy VII for the Xbox.
Just the original? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. All right, and that's it, Eric?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
All right, hey, Freak, if you're wondering, Break is not joining us tonight. He had some personal stuff to get through, so we're carrying on right now. All right, let's move on to...
RP Grinders Reviews.
All right, Eric, don't do the Godzilla one first. Do that one last. I know you've got some stuff. Okay. I'll do the Godzilla one with you at the end here.
Yeah, I figured maybe I could do all my reviews today, but no, I think I'll hold back and only just do Godzilla, Ghostbusters, and the Dune movies because Frank wants to get out of here, apparently. So
well, I've got Bernie's still at work. She couldn't come with. I mean, usually she's off by 3 here, and I'm here in time for the show, so I don't want her to be there any longer than has to be. So go ahead, Eric.
But aside from that, I got a new review on the site, and that's for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Yeah, I think Freak 5 got it. He says Break is jerking off. That's why he isn't here. Probably a better, time spent, right? Freak 5? Okay, go ahead, Eric. Rapid fire.
But since he asked me to do Godzilla and Kong last, I'm gonna cover the Ghostbusters and Dune movies.
Okay.
And I'm gonna do. Do you want me to do Dune one and part one and two first, or do you want to do Ghostbusters?
Sure. Let's just keep it on a brisk pace. I'll do the same.
So I'm gonna do Dune 1 and 2 first, and then I'm gonna move on to the other two. So. Dune, I never watched the original Dune movie, and I've read the books, but like Dune 1 and 2 are slow build-up movies. They're also very long, nearly 3 hours long each. But it is a story about someone who, in the Game of Thrones situation, gets basically... treated as Messiah because his appearance basically lines up with, and his actions line up with the prophecy that these people had on this planet. And you could see how despite him not buying into it, it's basically like a self-fulfilling prophecy because of all the events that are going on around him. There's stuff beyond his control. He's basically being directed towards that path anyway. And you can see how that's actually corrupting him.
Hmm. Good point. I didn't talk about the corruption when I did the review of the first movie. Okay, very good, Eric.
And that's like multi-layered corruption too, because he does a thing in the second movie that his mother also underwent, and I think that shit just fucks with you, period. But only adding to the chaos that's going on around in his life. That's all I can really say about the plot, but I did like all the crazy shit that was going on, like the gigantic sandworms.
Yeah.
And the choreography for the fighting was pretty good. And I can't wait to see what part 3 does. And I'm kind of mad that Oscar Isaac died so soon.
Hey, did you like part 1 or part 2 better?
I think I like part 2 more because part 1 was just a lot of lore set up, and part 2 was a lot of more stuff happening.
Yeah. I like part 2 quite a bit. But it doesn't mean that part 1 was bad by any stretch. No. Freak 5, don't be sorry, man. I appreciate you every week that you're here. And we did miss you last week, just to let you know. Slipped your mind. Hey, no big deal, buddy. I'm glad you had a good day off. And I think that's the beer right there. Chocolate chip cookie beer. Would you ever try that, Eric?
No, I'm not a beer drinker. And like the only chocolate alcohol thing I've ever drank was like chocolate wine. And I thought that was pretty good. I'd probably do that though, but not this.
Ooh, chocolate chip cookie sounds good. I might try this if I can find it, Freak Five. I'm not a big beer drinker, but I do like beer now and again. So, you know, there you go. All right.
I kind of have to wonder with Dune that, I wonder if parts of like Attack on Titan were inspired by it, because Aaron's basically becoming more and more insane as the story goes on. Much like how the main character of this movie or series of story.
I would not doubt it, Eric. So what are you giving Dune Part 1?
Part 1 gets an 8, and Part 2 is getting a 9.
Yeah, pretty good stuff. I think I would agree with you. I think I gave Dune Part 1 an 8. And I think I mentioned a little bit of the pacing and, you know, just kind of the plotting was the reason why I didn't give it higher. But 2 was definitely a little bit better.
Also, I think One Piece's Conqueror's Haki, the way it works, feels very reminiscent of what that weird power that they can use to command people to do things.
Yeah, it's sort of like the Force, right?
I think like the Conqueror's Haki was somewhat based on that idea from Dune, though.
Got you. All right, on to your Ghostbusters review, as spoiler-free as possible, because I have not seen it.
All the people that weren't enjoying it and saying it's, like, poopy, but, like, I think there's a lot of critics out there that expect every piece of media that they attempt to consume is supposed to be a work of art. And it's clear that Ghostbusters was never going to be a work of art. It is a product for entertainment and almost entertainment alone. So I feel like the only kind of measure of criticism you should be able to give it is, did this movie entertain you?
That's a good point,
Eric. And I think Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, despite still leaning too heavily on its past and nostalgia baiting crap, I think the movie's much better when it doesn't try to do that, because we've got a whole new crew now and a whole new dynamic. Why are we doing callbacks to the old thing? We've already established these characters are here. But I think even despite that, it's still a good movie.
Huh. Okay. So what are you giving Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, Eric?
Because the biggest problem I had with this movie, and a big problem that Black Nerd Comedy had with the movie, is that there are like one too many plot threads that probably could have been better served by having a movie dedicated to those plot threads instead. But I'm giving the movie a 7.5.
All right. There's been mixed reviews on Ghostbusters, but a lot of it has to do with the nostalgic kickback that you said. Maybe it's just time to put the old Ghostbusters in the past and concentrate on new stuff from here on out.
I'd like to see like a Ghostbusters International type of thing, where like you'll have different Ghostbusters teams in different parts of the world, and you can see different ghosts from different cultures and stuff.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
Otherwise, this movie is more of a live-action version of an episode from the original cartoon series.
Ah, okay. Well, that's not a bad indictment, Eric. So very good.
And I still recommend people go check out. I haven't done this myself, but especially the extended cut version of the 2016 film.
Got you. All right, Eric, there's a question for you. Freak 5 asks, are you in a good spot to see the eclipse next week?
I live in Ohio, and Ohio is mostly rural, and I'm in a rural area. So probably, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Instead of observing the eclipse, I'm probably just going to observe the everything gets dark for a bit.
Is it a lunar or solar eclipse?
It's a lunar eclipse.
Oh, cool. Very cool. All right. On to yours and my review of Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, Eric.
I mean, there's still a lot of, even at nighttime, there's still a lot of air pollution that kind of obscures vision, but I think it's not so bad that I can't see what's going on.
All right. Okay, on to Godzilla X Kong. Eric, you and I are going to do this review together. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use one word as my review for this movie. Silly is what I'm going to say. What do you have to say, Eric?
They managed to make an even goofier film than the previous one, in my opinion.
Yeah. I have mixed feelings about this movie, Eric. There's a lot of silly parts in this movie where I just had to shake my head. Not that it was super bad. In fact, it was very entertaining.
It's more of a, I can't believe they did this.
Yeah. And then a lot of the dialogue was so dumb, Eric. Like, Rebecca Hall is a great actress. I've seen her in a lot of movies. She's like a horror icon now. You know, she's been in a lot of really creepy, good horror movies. And to put her in this movie, and then the lines that they gave her, like, there was one line. I mean, everything was so convenient, Hollywood fixable. You know what I mean? That's the best way that I can describe the writing. Like, they would have a solution to every single problem, and it worked perfectly, flawlessly. You know, there was no real, I mean, you knew, like, if someone suggested something, it was going to work, you know, type thing. So, by the way, Freak 5 and Skodima, how is the sound? Because I'm going to talk about my new computer in a minute, but I'm just wondering, how is the sound? Is the sound just as good as it was? Is it lower, better? I just need to know if the sound is okay for you guys. So what are your, any more thoughts on Godzilla Kong, Eric?
I'm giving it a 7.
Yeah, I think I would give it a 7, whereas the previous movie, I think I gave it an 8.5 or 9. This movie's not quite as good as the last movie, but it does have a lot of good action. If you like a lot of kaiju action, it's got quite a bit of that in the second half of the film. And that's what you want from a Godzilla Kong movie, right? So, and it's definitely going to get another movie because it did really good at the box office this week. It almost broke 200 mil. So, we are going to get another Godzilla Kong movie. It's just a matter of time, but, there you go. All right. You didn't have any more reviews, did you, Eric?
I did, but I'm saving them for later.
Okay, cool. I got one more real quick one. It's True Detective season 4. Really good. A very cool self-contained detective mystery story about some dudes. It's sort of like a 30 Days of Night scenario without the vampires. A bunch of people died all at once. A bunch of men, actually, died all at once in the middle of the Alaskan wilderness in a storm. It looked like maybe they were frozen to death, but You get little clues here and there as to what really happened. And I thought it was a really, really good contained story. Jodie Foster's really good. I don't know the name of the other actress on the opposite side of her. There's a whole dynamic between those two, and they explore that a little bit. I did feel it was a tad short. It was only 6 episodes, but highly recommend watching it. I give it an 8 out of 10 if you like the true detective series on HBO. So make sure you check that out. And now we are going on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Eric, your Stinko of the Week.
My Stinko of the Week is just hearing why Brickman couldn't be here. That's all I can really say.
Yeah, we're not going to discuss what's going on with
also, Brick. Also, something I wanted to mention last week, but the passing of another artist in the games industry, Tales of series character designer Mitsumi Inomata passed away on March 10th.
Yeah. Aged only 63, too, man. That's too young, man. Way too young. Do we know how Inomata died?
I gotta pull that up again now because I closed it. But
I don't think they.
No, there aren't any details.
Okay, no details. Okay, all right. I just was making sure. Freak 5 says, my stinko is my job and how shitty they treat my particular shift for my department. Yeah, Freak 5, you've detailed that over the years, dude, or at least the last year. Night shift gets a $1 per hour shift differential, except inventory night shift. That's a bunch of BS, man. Total BS. Bernie has a lot of the same issues, man. She gets paid very little for being a general manager of a store. It's sucks. My stinko is not having Brake on the show today. It's always a bummer, you know, and all I can say is Brake, man, we love you, dude. That's, you know, that's goes without saying, but you know, he just needs hugs. All right, let's move on to happier thoughts.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweeto of the Week.
All right, Eric, do you have a Sweeto of the Week?
Nothing really this week.
No Sweetos, okay.
Other than I took a day off and I spent watching movies.
Yeah, well, good, man. It's nice to do that every once in a while.
I kind of had to in order to see both those films for today because otherwise you'd have to wait till next week.
Yeah. Scotoma, I hope he's doing well, too. He's okay. It's just, like, to him physically, he's all right, but there's just something going on, and maybe he'll talk about it or not later, but, you know, we're not at liberty to say. Okay, so my sweeto. All right, these are happier thoughts here. I got a new computer, guys. I got a new computer. I can't believe it. It's pretty exciting. Now, I want to do a comparison of my last computer to this computer in a way that you guys can understand. So when I was doing the show with the other computer, it was fine. It was doing great. But I could tell it was, it's time to, you know, look into getting something better. And I did. By the way, is our sound okay, guys, out there in chat? Scotoma and Freak 5, let me know, because I really don't know if this new computer sound is good or what the deal, if the levels are too low or too high, let us know. But hold on, let me read. Freak 5 says what he says here. He says, when inventory had to start working 9 hours on Mondays, the morning shift each got to pick a day and leave an hour early one day a week. Night shift was scheduled 41 hours a week for most of the year. When we finally complained, we were told we couldn't leave early because other departments might need our help. When the day shift leaves, their hour early is at a time when none of the other departments need help. What are you talking about? Gotta go? You have to go? Okay, be back in a minute. He needs to move his car, Breakfan says. A little robotic? Really, Scotoma? Shit. How? Fuck. Hey, Freak 5, are you experiencing the same thing? Is it a little robotic or what's going on? Is the sound okay? I'll work on it, Scot. Fuck, man. I've been working on this shit like since I got this computer, man. I thought everything was going to be 100. One person on the day shift is off all week. They had one person helping the day shift. God, that sucks, dude. Little robotic. Okay. I can't do anything this stream, guys, but I will most certainly work on that at some point this week, and hopefully it'll be better. I am noticing that it hasn't been cutting out. Okay, so let me do the comparison here, Scotoma. I'll work on the sound, and I'll try to get that bug worked out. You're right. I have not experienced not even one cutout of the stream, which is super nice. And that was on the other channel as well, Scot. So I'm really stoked for that. That means that the wireless card inside that computer was probably giving out, and it's not my internet modem. So that's great news, and that's a big improvement, I think. Here's how I can compare it. When I had OBS, the program I used to run this show, open, the CPU usage was about 30 to 35%, anywhere in that range, anywhere from 20 to 35%. It would swing, right? And I would drop frames, like I'm at 30 frames per second right now, and on the other computer I would get, 20, 25, 15, 25. It would jump all over the place, right? But I've been watching and I've been monitoring this whole time that we've been on, and we went on 15 minutes earlier than norm, and it has not dropped a single frame per second, so we're at 30 frames per second solidly throughout. And it, the CPU usage, the top, I think, is 8%. So we went from 35% down to 8%, 8.1 I just saw. So that's the highest that it's been. So it's been a real joy to not have to worry about that. Like I said, I'll work on the sound. Let me make sure these settings are okay while we're here. Looks like loopback and loopback. Okay. I mean, everything looks kosher for sure, but let me check one more thing. Since we got you guys here, and I have to wait kind of a minute for everything here, you know what? I'm going to drop these levels a little bit, and hopefully that'll help a tad. I think a microphone screen would also help as well. Let me check the input. I think we're good there. Okay. All right, let's take this down a notch, and this down a notcheroonie too. I wish I could just make it. Mono for you guys, but for some reason it defaults to stereo, and I'm guessing that's where the issue is. All right, what kind of computer did I get? I got another Mac Mini. Scotoma, I'm really happy with it. I love it. Freak 5 says, so we can't leave early because other departments might need help, but when we need help, nothing. Yeah. Sounds way better. Okay, cool. I just fixed the problem then, Scotoma. Awesome. Sweeto, I was looking at my 401k last week. It made 3/4 of my yearly income in the last 5 months. That is fantastic, Freak 5. Man, oh man, that's great news, dude. I'm very happy for you, Freak 5. I got killed on crypto, dude. I mean, I got absolutely demolished on crypto, but it wasn't anything I couldn't recover from. So, Eric, you back? No, I think he's not quite back yet. Eric, are you back? Yeah, I think he's moving his car or something still. Okay, what else do I got here? So, yeah, that's the big Sweeto, the new computer. Scotoma says, Sweeto, is that I'm overwhelmed with work. It's a good problem to have, right, Scot? Big money Scotes. That's what we're going to call you from now on, man. Eric, what is your... you didn't have a Sweeto this week, did you?
No, but I guess I could add another stinker to my list.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's not so much the text I got, but it's everything that... that text implies, but let me just read off to you a message I got on my phone. It's from my manager. It says, despite the fact that he hasn't messaged us about this before, but he says, this will be the last time I ask you that and your visitors stop pulling your cars into the grass. Everyone's lease states that it is recommended you head in when parking. Two things are going to happen if I see more cars pulled back in. One is heading in and parking will be mandatory. And second, we will get railroad ties, and this will keep everybody off the grass. As for those with cars, you will most likely be damaging your bumpers, so please stop. Don't even allow your front or back end to hang over the grass. When it does, it makes me hard to mow the grass. Well, maybe if the grass wasn't there and you actually gave us actual paved driveways.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like the rest of the fucking park, like the very front of this complex has paved drive-through. But none of the parking back here has any of that.
Yeah, too cheap.
They're too cheap to actually put some in.
Yeah, too cheap.
And we have to deal with potholes that form because of all the rocks and stuff being chipped out from the wheels being driven over.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, that's our Sweeto. I think I'm going to skip Panic Zone this week, guys. I had a...
So I had to go move my car.
Yeah.
Just to get in the habit of putting it there.
I think
and there's not enough parking spaces on the side I parked here in the first place, so I'm basically stealing someone's spot, but
yeah.
There's just no good way to park up there because I tried pulling back first just out of the grass, and that's little room for like people to drive because there's a big old pothole. Well, it's not a pothole. It's more like it's a caved-in part of the road.
Yeah.
And it's a big puddle there. And it's not very good. So they need a solution. I might actually just complain to them.
Well, don't do that, because then when it comes time for rent, they'll fucking raise your rent to move you out, you know?
Well, I won't complain, but I will put in, like, a request of sorts.
Maybe you could do it anonymously. You know, like slip it in the mail, like box.
Or I could contact all the other tenants here, and get a form signing that people wish to have a page. Maybe if we get enough signatures, they'll consider it.
When it comes to money, Eric, they don't consider anything.
I can't complain to the manager because he's serving the landlord.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the landlord I need to complain to.
Skodama says they could put rocks too, I believe. The problem with rocks is they get everywhere.
They already Skodama. Put rocks there.
Oh, they did? Oh, wow.
Yeah, there are little tiny rocks that are basically just there to work like gravel.
Ugh, yuck, even worse. They get in your tires and...
pop them.
Yeah. Well, that sucks. Here's another Sweeto, though, to boost everybody's morale, I guess. I got a new mattress, and it rocks. So, you remember how we were waiting forever for our taxes? So, I got the new computer and a new mattress. Life is good. Life is better. So, my back has been doing a little bit better with this mattress. So, very, very good. I think we're going to skip Panic Zone this week, and we'll do two Panic Zones next week, Eric. So... we have time to do a free-for-all. You want to do a free-for-all, Eric?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. It's a free-for-all. It's a free-for-all. All right, Eric. Free-for-all this week. What do you want to talk about, dude? Any new upcoming games or movies that you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the Aiden Chronicle games coming at the end of the month.
Oh, Aiden Chronicles, yes. That's a highly anticipated game for sure.
Also, I'm probably going to pick up Sandland.
Yeah, Sandland looks really good. I want to do it.
Those are only 2 weeks apart, or a week apart from each other, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Kills the wallet. I want to get Sandland.
But I already paid for my copy, like, back with the Kickstarter, so I'm not too bad there.
Yeah, yeah. I want to get Sandland because I want to do it as a final tribute to Toriyama and...
Probably get the Xbox version and then buy the PlayStation versions later.
Yeah.
On PSN.
Yeah, I just want that game to do well. I think it's a fitting send-off to Toriyama, you know, if we all could chip in and get that.
Oh, wait. There was one more stinko I completely forgot to mention, but I showed you earlier about how Dragon Quest XII's development has been delayed because I guess the director is stepping down from Thurl.
Yeah, because of delays and stuff. I saw that. Yeah, that's a bummer. But you know,
we're this game's coming out 2026 now. I know.
yeah.
Which is funny because Sandland makes the joke about Dragon Quest 13 coming out on the PlayStation 6 when the year that the apocalyptic event that took place that leaves the planet a desert planet is in 2026.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, so any movies you're looking forward to, Eric?
Probably the most immediately after seeing all this other stuff would probably be Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Ooh, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes does look interesting, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Have you been getting my emails, Skodema says. Yeah, I've been getting your email. Did you send me something today? If you sent something today, Skote, I did not... I haven't had a chance to breathe lately, honestly.
Otherwise, so. I want to go back to the theater on Monday and probably see Kung Fu Panda 4 and Monkey Man.
Yeah. Oh, wow. My storage is almost full. What the hell? How is my storage full? I don't understand.
And I'm kind of interested in seeing A Quiet Place Day 1.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty... Oh, I do see some emails there, Skodema. I haven't had a chance to look at those, but I'll look at them later. One's about the border. Oh, my goodness. Don't get me started on that, Skodema. And one's about liberty, apparently. So, okay. I'll check them out. Let's see. Wow, my Gmail is... How is my Gmail out of storage? I don't get it.
Mine's getting close. It's like close to 90% again. I'm going to have to delete my old stuff.
Yeah, I don't...
It's going to be a pain in the ass because Google doesn't make it easier for you to delete mails past a certain date.
Yeah, how do you just delete those things altogether? Is there a way
They should just do it for you. Unless you explicitly... bookmarked as important. It should just be deleted automatically.
I gotta work on that. I don't know how to do that.
There isn't. I mean, maybe there is, but there's no easy way to do it. And it's not on by default, if there is.
Yeah, I'll take care of that problem for sure. So no movies you're looking forward to, Eric?
I just told you the ones.
Movies or games?
I told you. Kung Fu Panda 4, Monkey Man, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that one. There was something else. Oh, First Omen is on this week. I'm going to try to get into theaters to see that. It's getting really, really rave reviews.
What movie?
First Omen. It's like a prequel to...
That's next
to
the week. Omen.
No, I think it's this week.
Wait, it came out this week?
Yeah, I think it came out today. One of the drugs at work is called Peg. I told a coworker that with that name, it should have been a suppository. Jeez. Freak vibe.
Giving a whole definition of the word pegging.
I know, right? Oh, man. That's pretty good, man. There you go. All right. I don't have anything else. Do you, Eric?
Games I'm looking forward to would be the Elden Ring DLC and... the new version of Shin Megami Tensei 5.
Yeah, Shin Megami Tensei 5.
As well as Trails Through Daybreak.
Yeah. Freak says, I then told him, but it is a colonoscopy prep drug, so it does tear your ass up. Well, there you go, man. I mean, it's one way of looking at it, Freak 5, for sure. All right. Eric, I think that's about it, dude. I don't have anything else. I've got to... get this show posted, and then I got to go get Bernie, unless you have anything
short
else.
Short show.
It was a short show, but that's okay. At least it wasn't a shit show.
For the 3 weeks thing for your segment, we'll just do two of them next week.
Yeah, I'll do two. I'll do two next week. Two panic zones next week, y'all. So
So that means yours and mine.
Yours and mine, because I don't know if Brake's going to be prepared for his. But, yeah, just come up with a scenario for next week, Eric. Don't forget to research Operation Mockingbird. Okay, Skodema, I will look into it, man. I can't promise a lot of time to it, dude, because like I said, I'm stacked this weekend. You know, this weekend I was going to try to get out there, Skodema, to research the Skinwalker thing that you want us to get out there for, and I haven't forgotten about that, even though I forget everything else. I haven't forgotten about that, but this was the first good week of weather, but it's not working out this week, so I'll try to do that next week for you, Scode. At the very least, I might do a panel on skinwalkers, because I think it's an interesting topic, and I think we should at least talk about it a little bit. It would be fun for something a little different on the other channel, Skodema. So, all right, Eric, anything else?
No, other than have a nice weekend and stay safe.
Yeah. All right, guys in chat, Freak 5 and Skodema, thank you as always. I want to thank the other lurkers in there who are HV Days, 8 Row, ASMR Miu, Donk 7, Dank Freeze, Drapsnat, Mark Zink, Psh-Ah, and Regrez. Thank you all for being in the chat. And the special big ups to Scotes and Freak 5 for being in there as well. Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it. Thanks for the help with the sound. I think we worked out the sound issue, so I think we're going to be good to go next week. And next week, hopefully, Breakman will be back. And, you know, of course, we love Breakman. So, all right, guys, take care. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until next week, we are out. Later, everybody.